Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I missed you guys. I was on vacation and I'm doing kind of a late show. I'll talk to you more about why later. Let's get into thanking Ken Mills and Jody Have Not. Ken is the podfather from the podcast Podkist. Go to your iTunes if you don't already listen. I'm sure you do. He is the man. Listen, subscribe to him right now and listen. Also, Jody Have Not, you know, is my brother from another mother. We've never met and we're family. It's really amazing. The same goes with Ken and all the other guys from KST. And also, Thursday, Matt Porter's show is going to be live on the internet. It's live once a month. It's called The Kiss Room. You can go on thekissroom.com and there's a link. You go right on. Bam, you're listening to the show Thursday. All the details are there. Go right now. Kissroom.com. Use your phone, whatever you got to use to go and check it out. His show is so cool because it's live. Excuse me. And not only do they talk Kiss, but they also play Kiss music, which is great. And they have he has a great cast that's always on, and his brother's band is killer. And sometimes he'll play his brother's band music, and you get to hear that. And speaking of non-Kiss music, he will be debuting my band, the Bay City Psychos, brand new single, Nails in Your Coffin. I am very proud of it. The band is very proud of it. I hope you dig it the most, baby. And I hope you listen. And then let us know what you think. If you like the song, message me, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. And tell me what you think. Tell me, you know, I'll be doing all the lead guitar. So, you know, if you think it sucks, you can tell me. I don't care. I'm not going to take it personally. But we're really proud of it. We have a full album coming out. And we spent some time in the studio. And I think it's going to be really, really good. So let's talk about what's going on. I have a friend. She is a singer-songwriter, amazing performer. Her name is Amanda Bakke, and she is in town. And that's why I got a late start on my show this week. I'm going to post some video on podcastrockcity.com so you could go on and check her out and see her and listen to her perform a couple of her songs. You will totally understand the minute you see the video and hear her why I'm late getting my show, because she's an amazing personality and I have enjoyed spending like a week and a half with her whenever I had the opportunity. And she graced me with her presence and we had a great time, and I actually got to see her perform last night and it was spectacular, and she is really an awesome friend. But here's the cool thing. She is not a Kiss fan, but I am taking her to see her first Kiss concert on Friday at Lakewood Amphitheater here in Atlanta. I will be there with Miss Amanda, and we are going to take in the show. Then we're going to come home and we're going to record a podcast, and she's going to tell you guys what she thought of the show. I'm going to put some questions together and see how she answers them. It's going to be really interesting because she is classically trained musician and college trained musician and just a real piece of work. I can't even explain it to you guys, but you go to Podcast Rock City right now and watch the video and you'll see how amazing she is. So this week, let's talk about it. Kiss in Vegas, a residency. And before I get started, I want to read to you the like press release that's on Kiss Online. I'm going to do my best to read it as quickly as possible. Here we go. Rock and roll legends Kiss celebrate 40 years as music icons with their first ever residency. Kiss rocks Vegas at the Joint Inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, starting Wednesday, November 5th through Sunday, November 23rd. Showtime is 8 p.m. Now, by the time you're listening to this, hell, pre-sale for Concert Club tickets are already on sale. What happens in Vegas will not stay in Vegas, not if we have anything to do with it. We intend to blow the roof off the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, said Gene Simmons, founding member of KISS. 4 decades after beginning its exemplary journey as one of the leading rock and roll bands in the world, the leading rock and roll band in the world. That's my quote. KISS continues to make waves with one of the loudest, most over-the-top, non-stop parties at the Joint. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. What do you guys think about this? For me to hop on a plane and fly to Vegas, it's going to take something really major. They're going to have to like whip out the Alive 2 stage or something, because if you're going to put in a casino what I'm about to see in 2 days in Atlanta, I don't need to fly out there. It's got to be special. And just going to a casino to see KISS, to me anyway, to me, isn't all that special. It's got to be, you're going to see it here and you're going to see it here only. And, you know, if you go online and you look at like Prince's show, by the way, I'm sure is amazing. But if you look at Prince's show, I think it's like In the Round, and he's got like an all-female band right now. And if you get a chance, go online and check out the drummer. She is amazingly beautiful and an amazing drummer. But, you know, it's In the Round, so you got this really interesting, you know, Prince show, and I'm sure he's playing, you know, at least a couple hours of, you know, hits. And, you know, what will KISS do? What do we think KISS would do? They would have to go, you know, and really not just play me Psycho Circus and Detroit Rock City and Rock and Roll All Night. I want to hear 100,000 Years and Black Diamond and Rock Bottom and Going Blind and maybe something from The Elder and maybe something from Unmasked in order to me to get on a plane and fly to Vegas. It's expensive. And maybe they don't care about me. Maybe they're going, well, this show is going to be for the rich guy. You know, the guy who has money to blow on flying from Atlanta or New York to Vegas. But for me to do it, I'd have to save some money. And I would save some money if I knew that I'm going to see something totally amazing. Like the Tank stage or something like that. I know it sounds ridiculous right now, but damn. I mean, you know, Motley Crue getting on stage and doing a residency or two in Vegas. It's Motley on stage doing, you know, Motley music. But KISS, it can't be, you know, them walking out on a stage. And, you know, I never saw the video of the Motley stuff. I really should check it out, but it has to be like over the top. You know, Gene says in the thing, we're going to blow the roof off the Joint. But what would it take? What would it mean? What would they have to do in order for you to hop on a plane and go? Costumes. I want something new, you know? It would have to be new costumes for just Vegas. It would have to be a stage for just Vegas. It would have to be a set list for just Vegas. Because it can't be, like I said, what I'm going to see in a couple of days. So what do you think? This is part of the show. I'm going to keep going. I have another subject to talk about. But what do you think you would have to see in order for you, or know that you were going to see, in order for you to save up the thousands of dollars, and it's, you know, a ticket out to fly out there and back is going to be, you know, hundreds of dollars. To stay in a hotel is hundreds of dollars. To have money for food is hundreds of dollars. It's not, you know, just one of those trips that you just go, all right, I'm going to go. See you guys later. I'm on my way to Vegas to see Kiss at, you know, the Hard Rock. Podcast Rock City 1, let me know what you think. Oh, at gmail.com. You got to add that in. I'm really curious about this one because, I mean, we're already seeing them all summer. And, I mean, I'm going to be on the boat with them in October to the beginning of November. And then as soon as they get off the boat with me, they're going to be going to Vegas and doing their residency. Topic number two. This article came out this week, or maybe it was last week, and it was about Kiss is going to be looking for four new members to fill all the places. Everybody got duped by this thing. And maybe, you know, I say everybody, and I can't say everybody. I did. You know, I didn't do a show on. I immediately went to Nickelback Rick, and I said, dude, I found my topic for my show tonight. And then I read it to him, and then in the middle of the article, I just glanced up at the top, and I saw that the article was like 6 years old or something like that. And I went, oh, hell, never mind. But then I saw, like, Trunk had it on his website, like, how did they miss it? It's different if I miss it. I'm an idiot. But there, he pays people, you know, to like vent this stuff or whatever they call it, you know, read it and check it out. How did it get on his thing? And not to mention, once it was mentioned that this was going to happen, it hit Facebook, excuse me, and everybody started talking about it. It was amazing to me how many comments would be on each post. Like, I can't tell you, everybody was posting it. Oh my God, check this out. Doc McGee is saying blah, blah, blah. Doc McGee is saying blah, blah, blah. And then everybody's, you know, putting their comment, present company included. But my comment was like, hey guys, look at the top of the page. It says that the damn article is 5 or 6 years older. It might even have been more than that. If you have never listened to the show that Jody Havnot and I did about what, you know, how Kiss 2.0, you know, should come about, go back, listen to the show. I think it was a really good one and we enjoyed doing it. But people were really, some people were getting really, really upset. They were like, I can't believe they're going to do this. I can't believe Gene and Paul, blah, blah, blah. It says that they're going to replace everybody. Does that mean Eric and Tommy? And I just, you know, were you duped? Be honest. I'm being honest. As soon as I started reading the article, I was like, wow, this is crazy. Until I got about halfway through and I just happened to look in the right spot and see the date, you know, on the article. But were you duped? Did you, you know, did I don't know who the first person to put this article back on the web was, but they got us, or at least most of us. So since the subject's out there, people should talk about it. Residency in Vegas, after that, what's next? Is Kiss going to do another record, or are they going to be done? What do you think? I think they're done. I think the residency is going to be the cherry on the top, and that's going to be it. They're going to say goodnight, and maybe the last show will be on pay-per-view or something. And I think that's pretty much going to be it. So I'm really curious to, you know, get you guys' take on it. So let's look in the news. The baseball Kiss shirts that are coming out, I think they're really cool. If you got a favorite baseball team, which is the Cincinnati Reds or the Atlanta Braves or the Yankees or the Dodgers, apparently you can get T-shirts of pictures of Kiss in the uniforms. That's kind of cool. Also, hey, I just saw online just a couple minutes ago that apparently, and I cannot seem to find the article at this moment to tell you guys exactly where, but heads up, apparently Saturday night, the show from, I think it's North Carolina, is going to be live on the web. So make sure, I think that said 7 o'clock Eastern time, and I guess that's 4 o'clock Pacific time. Let's see. Also, Decibel Geek has a new show. Go, if you have never listened to those guys, go and listen to those guys. They're great. Decibel Geek, that's what it's called. They're doing a conversation with Ken Barr. Let's see. One-on-One with Mitch LaFon. His new show is out. And, Ace's new album's coming out. That's very important. I can't wait for that. It seems to be taking forever, but it's supposed to be out, I believe, August 19th. Let's really, wouldn't it be awesome if we could buy it up enough to make it number one? That would really chap you know whose ass. Let's see. Strange Ways Podcast. Now, look, this is really cool. Jody and his boys, they don't just do a podcast. Sometimes they record Kiss songs and put them out, and they just did Mr. Speed. So if you get the opportunity, go on there, go online. You could go on kissasylum.com, and all this news that I'm talking to you about is on there, but their podcasts are on there as well. And Jody's band, they got together and they did Mr. Speed. It's really killer. The Three Sides of the Coin, their July 10th episode was out, and it's a good episode as well. I don't know. That's a full thing right there. A lot to talk about. Email me, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to go on podcastrockcity.com and watch the videos of Amanda, the girl I'm taking the kiss. You guys will see her, and then you'll want to find me. I know that sounds so silly, but it's so true. And if you see me at the show, I'll tell you, I'm going to be wearing a Kiss Unmasked t-shirt. It was sold from kissmuseum.com. You can go on, I believe you can still go online and get them, and it's basically Kiss in their Dynasty/Unmasked costumes, but it has Eric Carr on it. So if you see me and you listen to the show, please walk up, say hello, tell me what you want me to do a show on. We'll go from there, but I'll be in Atlanta. I'll be on the lawn. I couldn't afford the $200 that my boy Bruce had. My boy Bruce has $200 seats if anybody needs tickets. And my other buddy Doug is like, I don't know, second row in front of Gene. I kind of hate them all. But I'll sit on the lawn with my girl Amanda, and we'll have fun, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to record a show, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it'll be really interesting for all of us to hear what her first impression will be. And I guess that's pretty much it, man. Go on iTunes and rate me. Please rate the show. It really is important. You can listen to me on Podomatic, Stitcher, PodcastRockCity.com, iTunes, wherever you're listening to us from. And don't forget, the Kiss Room is live on Thursday. Go to thekissroom.com, click on the link, and listen to the show. All right, you guys. That's a pretty good one. I enjoyed being here for you guys. I'm sorry it came late in the week, but you'll get an early show next week. And I'll see you in Atlanta at Lakewood. Peace.
Greetings from Jan Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Boy and Jody have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you, and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
I am Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob, you're gonna come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the podcast. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the podcast feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, that Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.